Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you about a little story that I have to tell from earlier this week. I had an encounter with a group of bicyclists. And it was one of the most infuriating experiences of my life. So I live in the city. I live kind of like, center city-ish area, not where it's super, super crowded, but still crowded enough where it's hard to park. And I had something going on Wednesday. I rarely use my car. I walk to and from work. So I don't use my car that often. But I had to use my car on Wednesday. And I have a parking permit so I can park in like a designated area, like a designated radius around where I live. So I'm driving around and it's like after 7 o'clock, it's like hard to find parking. So I'm driving around, already been driving around for like 15 minutes and it's just annoying. I can't find parking and it's just, you just want to get parked and get back home. But driving around and I see a cop behind me with his lights on. So what do? You pull over. On one side of the street are parked cars. You can park on one side of the street. On the other side of the street is a bike lane. I pull over into the bike lane because, hey, I see a cop behind me. There's lights on. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to pull over. The cop passes me, and he is leading an army of like 500 bicyclists. And they're riding by me as I'm pulled over in the bike. And they're taking up the whole street because obviously 500 bicyclists are, you know, that's a lot of people. They're taking up the whole street, which is why they had a police escort, a policeman ahead of them. And I find out later policemen behind them as well. But I didn't know that the cop was leading this army of bikers. So I pull over. They pass me. And as they pass me, many of them begin to curse me out. Some bang on my driver's side window because I pulled over into the bike lane. And as I saw, they had signs on their bikes that protect our bike lanes. There was some sort of rally for bikers to have their bike lanes protected. And I pulled over into their precious bike lane as they're riding through the damn street where my car's supposed to be. I pulled over for them so they could pass. Without knowing anything like that, these guys pass me. This is what you're doing is illegal. They're giving me the finger, all sorts of stuff. So I roll down my window and I start yelling back at them because I'm pretty annoyed at this point. I pull over so they can pass me without even knowing what's going on. They start cursing me out, banging on my window. Don't touch my car. Don't touch my frigging car. Are you serious? They are the most ignorant, arrogant group of people. They think they are entitled to the entire road at all times, and it's not the case. They are always saying, share the road. You do not get to, you know, you're not entitled to touch my car. You're not entitled to start screaming obscenities at me, especially when I pull over so you can pass me. They didn't even know that. They didn't know why I was pulled over there. So it was ridiculous that they would do that. And I was so annoyed. It was one of the most infuriating experiences of my life. And these people are the worst because they always, first of all, they hold up traffic and they're always saying, yelling at the drivers to obey their bike laws and give them the road, whatever. And, you know, I understand. You got to share the road. I get it. They never stop at red lights. They think they own the entire road. They fly out in the middle of nowhere, out of nowhere all the time. And for these people to ride past, and I just couldn't believe it. I pull over so they could pass, and they start screaming obscenities and pounding on my window, some of them as they ride by, and flipping me off, all this kind of stuff. So I want to know, like, do you have problems? These bikers are the worst. I put a poll up on my Twitter page. Are bicyclists in the city the absolute worst? Yes or no? My
vote says yes. Tom. They're a menace to society.
It's awful, Caesar. It's awful.
One guy hit my my trunk. I don't know what happened. I guess I got too close to him or something, or maybe I had to make a turn. It was years ago, and he started banging on the back of my trunk. Like,
that's
you
the
don't
thing.
Know I'm a crazy person,
right? Where do they get this? Where do they feel like they have the right to start hitting other people's property? Like, could you imagine if we touched? You know, if we, like, kicked their bike or something?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You get reported to cops and everything. Like, people, like, that would annoy... Did they come by and hit my window?
Entitlement.
Bleep you! Bleep you! And I was screaming that at them. Ridiculous! You have no right to touch my car? You kidding me? They are the worst. These bikers. And they are all just, oh my God, they're so ignorant.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.